This is Passport to Texas. Starting a campfire in a state park this past summer wasn't just a bad idea. It was dangerous given the drought, and so it was banned. But now that winter's here and we've had some rain, we can start to cozy up to campfires again. Our state park guy, Brian Frazier, has details.
With the drought that we had in Texas, you know, most people are understanding that that affects everything we do. And at the end of the summer, at the apex of that drought, we had burn bans in more than 200 counties here in Texas. But now we've had enough rain in the fall and the early part of the winter that a lot of those burn bans have been lifted. The campfire is an undeniable part of our tradition of sitting around it and not just cooking and roasting marshmallows and telling stories, but it really becomes the social centerpiece of the camping experiences around the campfire. And in the wintertime, you know, it helped keep you warm too. And so it's a nice natural place to gather. So having those burn bans lifted in most of our counties is really good news for a lot of people who want to get out and enjoy an old-fashioned campfire for their camping experience.
Thanks, Brian. That's our show for today, with funding provided by Chevrolet, supporting outdoor recreation in Texas because there's life to be done. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.